Built on the rock, children of the Heavenly Father, on my heart imprint your image, rejoice, rejoice, believers, and so much more. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2021 Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Northern Lights, Danish and Scandinavian Hymns. Making the Case is Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
I remember finally, perhaps a little bit snarkily, interrupting the caller, "Oh, you're a ministry. You have something you're offering to me for free. That's what ministries do. Tell me what it is." A hesitancy and then, "Oh, not exactly. Actually, not at all."
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of 1 Corinthians.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. St. Paul laid out his case for the obligation to support the work of the ministry in the verses we considered last time. First, the law itself teaches this. Remember the ox and the grain. And if God cares for the ox, how much more for the laborer who treads out the grain of his word? And so he concludes that if they have sown spiritual riches among the believers in Corinth, they should certainly hope to share in material things. And as St. Paul is clear, we had a right to those material things, particularly as the founders of your community in Christ. But he refused to make use of this right. Then he moves on to the fact that those who serve the altar receive their living from the altar in the old law. And he is drawing the analogy to the gospel preachers as being Levitical priests, if you will, of the New Testament, who offer up the Gentiles to Christ for sanctification in the Holy Spirit. His clenching argument, though, was a word from Jesus that's based in Matthew 10, where Christ tells his apostles that the laborer is worthy of his hire, and so those who proclaim the gospel should get their living from the gospel. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at the 15th verse. "But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing these things to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have someone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel." 1 Corinthians 9, verses 15 to 18. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort from your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Ready to dig into the word for today? Let's do it. Verse 15. "But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing these things to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting." As in, Just in case you guys think I'm hinting that I want back pay for my work among you, no way. I didn't use my right to food and drink and general support back then when I was among you, and I'm not asking for any of that stuff right now. I'm just making a point to you about how free we can be in the Lord, so free that we can even forego exercising rights. St. Augustine, that great North African father of the 4th and 5th century, he comments, "He showed that this practice was permitted, though not commanded, lest perhaps a disciple who took some compensation for his needs from those to whom he was preaching might think he was doing wrong." St. Paul's not writing to make the current leadership that the Corinthians are supporting feel guilty for receiving that support from their congregation's charity. But what on earth did he mean by, "I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting"? I mean, boasting is not usually a good thing, right? I'm reading through Esther right now, and recall what a boaster old Haman was. He gathered his friends and family together after attending Queen Esther's banquet, and Haman recounted to them the splendor of his riches, the number of his sons, all the promotions with which the king had honored him, and how he had advanced him above the officials and servants of the king, Esther 5, verse 11. Now, who wants to be around that? You know you hate it when others do that stuff to you. Yet we always find it tempting to boast a bit ourselves. But people loved by God, I don't think that's the kind of boasting St. Paul was making, as we'll see. Verse 16. "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." I think standing in the background here is not only his failure to proclaim the cross in Athens, which we covered earlier in this letter, but maybe also the words of Jesus himself in Luke 17, verse 10. "So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" Paul was Christ's slave, his servant. And he had a commission and a commandment from him to preach the gospel, to testify to the resurrected one that he had seen with his own eyes, and to proclaim to all the glories of his cross. So, faithfully handing that message over to the people Christ sends him to gives zero ground for boasting. He is under obligation to do that. Necessity is laid upon me. Remember, Acts 22, verses 14 and 15, Ananias told Paul, "The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness to him, to everyone, of what you have heard and seen." And in Paul's recounting of his conversion before Agrippa, he adds even more, Acts 26, verses 15 to 19, "And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appointed you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." That is, my Lord Jesus gave me a charge, and it is this that I am fulfilling. And when I have done absolutely everything he gave me to do, I will still have to confess, "I am your unworthy servant, Jesus. I've only done what was my duty." So, preaching the gospel faithfully wasn't something Paul thought he could ever boast about. Verse 17, "For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship." Now, that's a bit mysterious, isn't it? Does this refer to the preaching of the gospel? If I preach the gospel of my own will, I have a reward? I think you need to hear "of my own will" simply willingly. Remember, you can preach the word unwillingly. Think of Jonah and his reluctance. But whether willingly or unwillingly, there is still a stewardship that is entrusted. We heard the related word back in chapter 4, where Paul said that we should consider the apostles and those in the apostolic ministry as stewards of the mysteries of God, those who handle the divine word and the sacraments. His point is simply, I'm bound to do this whether I want to or not because he sent me and there's no arguing with him. However, if I do this willingly, I have a reward. I think you could almost hear that as, I find it rewarding. To go with the flow of the Lord's will, that's always joy. His will be done. But whether it is done by you or to you is another matter. St. Augustine again, to be a dispenser of that salvation by word and sacrament is not at all the same as to be a partaker of it. To do the job willingly is to partake of the very salvation he proclaims. Paul's going to lay out the possibility shortly of even someone like him missing out on that. He wants to inspire in them a godly fear of that. But back to his big point here, verse 18. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. This is his point of boasting. He wanted to be able to present the gospel free of charge. Maybe he was thinking of that beautiful word from Jesus, freely you have received, freely give. St. Matthew 10, verse 8. So I remember years ago getting frustrated with answering the phone at church to find some parachurch organization out to sell me something, and they were always ministries. I remember finally, perhaps a little bit snarkily, interrupting the caller, "Oh, you're a ministry. You have something you're offering to me for free. That's what ministries do. Tell me what it is." A hesitancy and then, "Well, not exactly. Actually, not at all." Now, of course, the gospel is always to be presented free of charge. That is, offered to all men freely, without them having to do a thing in exchange for it. Remember Isaiah 55, 1 and 2? Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in rich food. That's how it has to be in the church, a free gift for all. But this free gift is then freely supported by Christ's people, and joyously so, so that it continues to be proclaimed to them and passed on from them to others. But that's where Paul's free of charge took on deeper meaning. He would not even accept from them what was his due. It was his joy and his boast to be able to say to them, "Nope, I appreciate it, but this is my gift to you." In this way, he did not make full use of his right in the gospel. Interestingly, the King James renders that I abuse not my power in the gospel. I think you can get an idea of what he means by that with his words to St. Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, verses 5 and following, warning that there are those who think of godliness as a means of gain. Of course, ironically, it is a means of gain, but not a means of worldly gain. That's where we're going to stop for today, people loved by God. Next time, St. Paul will open up the extent of his true freedom in Christ and how having the goal of winning people to the obedience of Christ just trumped everything for him, and he could let anything else go but that. Till next time then, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.